are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful, so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me.
April 2024. What is happening in the heavens? Let's talk about the celestial bodies right this minute. First, I want to talk about the eclipse that's occurring on April 8th, 2024. It's a total eclipse, which will be visible through much of central and northeastern U.S., parts of Mexico and Canada. Don't know how much over here on the West Coast, but whether you're traveling to the path of the eclipse or whether you'll be able to step outside and watch it depends on where you live. So what is a solar eclipse? A solar eclipse occurs when the sun and the moon and the earth all align. For this alignment to happen, two things have to be true. First, the moon needs to be in the new moon phase, which is when the new moon's orbiting brings it between the earth and the sun. And secondly, the eclipse can only happen during eclipse season, which lasts about 34 days and occurs just short of 6 months. An eclipse season is the time period when the sun, the moon, and the earth line up on the same plane as the earth's orbit and during either a new or a full moon. If a new moon happens during an eclipse, the shadow cast by the moon will land on earth, resulting in a solar eclipse. Most of the time, because the moon's orbit is slightly tilted, the moon's shadow falls above or below the earth, and we don't get the eclipse. But now, what does it look like? They're not all the same. The distance between the sun, the moon, and the earth always plays an important role, and even though the moon is much smaller than the sun, about 400 times smaller, in fact, the sun and the moon look at about the same size from our viewpoint here on earth. That's because the sun is about 400 times farther away than the moon. But as the moon travels in its orbit around the earth, the size appears to be slightly larger when it's closer to the earth. So what happens? When the total eclipse happens, the moon is closer to the earth in its orbit, and it appears larger, so it appears to be blocking the sun. And that allows viewers to see kind of like the sun's cornea, which is obstructed by the brightness of the sun's surface. Do not look directly into the sun. Hopefully you've been taught that as a child, but how to watch it is kind of important. First of all, don't look directly, as I said, and to use any part of the solar eclipse without either glasses or a solar filter. You can see more about that online, especially NASA website talks more about safety information and how to view a safe total eclipse of the sun. There are some cities that have different start and stop times, and I'm not going to list all those here, but you can look those up on the internet as well and see when the eclipse might be seen from your city. So the edges of the moon first cross in front of the disk of the sun. That's a partial eclipse, and it might look as if there's been a bite taken out of the sun. It's important for you to keep your glasses on during all parts of this, and you can also use a pinhole camera. But after this passes through and it ends, a partial eclipse will continue for anywhere maybe up to an hour after ending it, when the edge of the moon finally moves off the disk of the sun. For more information, you can find a whole bunch of stuff on there, but you can go to NASA television, and they'll be hosting a live broadcast with commentaries, and I'm sure it'll happen with other any newspaper and or television that's following and covering this eclipse. Doesn't happen that often, so that's why this is a big deal. Now let's go back to what else is happening in April. April 1st through April 24th is what we call Mercury in retrograde. That means the planet Mercury is going backwards, okay? It appears to go backwards. It's not really, but it appears to go backwards. Now, what does that mean? You may hear a bunch of superstitions and, oh, things terribly go wrong in the Mercury retrograde. And don't buy into that. Now, it starts at 6:14 p.m. Eastern Time on the 1st, which is today, and I'm doing this from the West Coast. So, yeah, I'm doing this at 6:25 on April 1st, so it's just gone into retrograde. It'll go forward again April 25th at 9 o'clock in the morning. Oh, wait, no, that's Eastern Time. So it's already been in retrograde for a few minutes. This retrograde is in the sign of Aries. So Aries and Libra will have supposedly a tough time during this transit, and so will Capricorn and Cancer. But some people say that if Mercury is in retrograde, and it happens 3 or 4 times a year, it's best known for being the reason behind misfortune. Messy breakups, lost jobs, lost opportunities, traffic is horrible, emails get messed up, technological mishaps. It's not a bad idea to plan accordingly. So don't expect that to happen. But, you know, if traffic snarls, don't get into the twit about it. If something is not working correctly, don't force a fit. You know that on a regular day, whether Mercury's going frontwards, backwards, or sidewards, as my daughter used to say. So it has phases, and Mercury sometimes is known as the trickster planet, and it influences sometimes how you think and you feel and how you express yourself. But it is an opportunity to slow down, and to prioritize, and to go inward and introspect. You take a step backwards. You don't sign contracts. You don't go barreling first down a brand new project. You sit back and you assess or reassess. Now think of all the words you know that are positive that begin with an R-E. So retrograde, G-R-A-D-E. When you take a step backwards, you recharge. You revise, you reimagine, you redo, you recoil, you review. I may have said that one. You take the time to review a project, to reassess it, to revise it. Not the time for you to go charging off with a new plan. Okay, now there are going to be usually a 3-week period that Mercury is in this backward transit. It is the planet of communication. It's also the planet of transportation and technology. So when it slows down and appears to go backwards, it's telling you to do the same thing. Because if you continue to push forward and force a fit, you're going to be unhappy because sometimes it'll feel like you're rowing against the wind and tide, and you kind of are. So relax. Mercury will be in retrograde several other times this year, 3 more, April 1st through 25th, as I said. Second time it's in retrograde, August 4th through 28th, and then November 25th through December 15th. Okay, so refresh, review, assess. I'm trying to think of some other, I love other REs. So write those down. And if you hear people, you know, doomsday predictions and negativity about Mercury in retrograde, it's just a period of time where you can just slow down and take another look at things in your life. Okay? Don't take it personally. So look at your relationships. Look at what else can do you want to, let's say you're looking for maybe a new side hustle or thinking about a side business, then this is the time not to go charging off with it, but to really reassess. Put pen to paper, pros and cons, and see, so that when Mercury goes out of retrograde, if you choose to go forward with this plan that you've reviewed and reassessed and redone and revised and then the forward momentum will be behind you. But otherwise, you'll be treading water, and it'll be discouraging to you, okay? So don't be one of those doom and gloom, Mercury's in retrograde, oh me, oh me, oh my. Say, okay, it's in retrograde, so the planet has to regroup, so I guess I'll regroup. I hope that helps. And just go with the flow. Go with the flow. And don't get pulled into anybody else's negative energy. That's probably the best warning I can tell you. Don't let the negative warnings or musings of people around you pull you into that.
Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.